I remember the first time I realized that some people live in different worlds. I'd be walking to school and I'd look up and there was Moses, hanging by his tool belt. Every day, no matter what the weather, Moses would climb up the telephone poles and attach his belt to them and open the phone boxes and move the lines around. Sometimes he'd take out his tools and do some hammering. In the winter, you could see him really well, outlined against the bright sky, hammering and spinning round and round up there.